Phoenix, Arizona sits in the heart of the Sonoran Desert, a place known for its extreme summer heat, but it is also one of the more lush deserts in the world. Now, a new immersive art exhibition is trying to capture its beauty and vulnerability. It also tells a deeper story about the landscape millions of people call home. Kathy Ritchie from member station KJZZ in Phoenix takes us on a tour.
It's called Framerate Desert Pulse.
So this is the first piece in the exhibition. We're standing here in Odison Entry Garden. This is sort of our great hall, if you will.
Laura Spalding-Best is the senior director of exhibits with the Desert Botanical Garden. She's standing alongside rows of carefully curated cactus beds. A large screen flickers with grayscale visuals of those same cacti. But here, they're pulsing with life.
It's really easy when you look at a cactus to just think that it's this sort of dormant, very slow-growing thing that doesn't really change or provide so many of the things that they provide.
This exhibition aims to shift that perspective. Commissioned by the Garden, Desert Pulse is a collaboration with London-based ScanLab Projects. Every day for a year, a tripod was placed in the exact same spot, here. Local photographers capture the cactus beds using LiDAR scanning, sending millions of laser pulses to build 3D models of the environment. It's like they're paint or clay. Matthew Shaw is the co-founder of ScanLab Projects.
And that allows us to see things that it is very hard for us to perceive through the lens of traditional cameras and especially through our own kind of human perception.
Things like movement and growth. Here's Spalding-Best again.
Here's what I love. This saguaro is growing. This is showing over 8 inches of growth in 1 year. Do you see how the accordions swell? They get really bulbous, then they contract and get really skinny, and then suddenly it just shoots up.
But all of it feels fleeting, overtaken by what comes next. The human impact and how we've reshaped the Sonoran Desert to suit our needs. 20 screens are playing a series of short time-lapse stories, from cows being herded across a dairy farm to crowds being herded into a baseball stadium.
I think all of these locations were chosen to really emphasize that, so that when you shift back to that natural imagery, I mean, it's almost jarring.
For Shaw, that push and pull is at the heart of Desert Pulse.
It is a cautionary tale. It's not a tell us all off and tell us we all need to change our lives sort of piece.
Rather, the hope is to inspire optimism and serve as a reminder that the desert isn't barren. It's alive, constantly changing, and worthy of our respect and protection. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Ritchie in Phoenix.